This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for women seeking abortions in the United States. Calling it a sad day in America, U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing the fight to keep abortion legal is not over. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the health and life of women nationwide are now at risk, and the only solution is for Congress to restore Roe v. Wade's protections as federal law. He says that means electing more Democrats in November.
Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act.
In the meantime, the president says he will try to preserve abortion access, though his options are limited. The Justice Department says it will protect providers and those seeking abortions in states where it remains legal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The High Court's move to overturn Roe v. Wade is laying bare a deep national divide over abortion. Outside the High Court, Lydia Taylor celebrated, saying that she's been working on this, waiting for this day for years. Now she wants a push for all states to ban abortion. As she cried tears of joy, nearby Ainsley Cole said she was scared because, quote, what are they going to come for next, end quote. Ukrainian forces prepared Friday to retreat from the strategic city of Severodonetsk after weeks of fierce fighting, a setback that could pave the way for Russia to seize a larger swath of eastern Ukraine. Moscow said it had enriched about 2,000 Ukrainian and what it called foreign troops in the area. Reuters could not independently verify any of the battlefield accounts. If it goes ahead, the withdrawal from Severodonetsk would mark the biggest reversal for Ukraine since the loss of Mariupol. This is VOA News. Two people were killed and around 10 wounded Saturday in a shooting at a nightclub in Norway's capital, Oslo, Norwegian police said. Police broadcaster NRK and other local media reported the shooting had taken place at the London Pub, a popular gay bar and nightclub in the center of the city. A suspect was apprehended nearby, police said. It was not immediately clear what was the motive for the attack. Oslo is due to hold its annual Pride Parade later Saturday. Friends, family, and other mourners today remembered the 98 people who died in a building collapse 1 year ago Friday in the U.S. city of Surfside, Florida. The 12-story oceanfront condo building came crashing down in the middle of the night, one of the deadliest structure collapses in U.S. history. The names of each victim were read aloud during a ceremony Friday to mark the somber anniversary. South Africans living in the Eastern Cape are counting down to the day when the taps in the Nelson Mandela Bay will run dry, as experts say a climate change-induced drought has left reservoirs almost empty. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
68-year-old grandma of five, Virginia Kima, lives in Kwanabule, a poor township in a region named after South Africa's greatest hero and first black president, Nelson Mandela Bay. But life is hard these days, says Kima.
Sometimes we stay about 2 or 3 days without water. So when there's no water, we do go to other areas and fetch water.
Kima tells VOA when the taps run dry, she walks 25 minutes to a school to fill bottles. The Bay Area is suffering a critical water shortage. Authorities say regional dam water storage is at about 11% of capacity and could be about to get a lot worse. Luvuyo Bongazi is spokesman for the government committee dealing with the shortage. He tells VOA that authorities are racing to prevent day zero when they run out of water.
We really cannot have such a date in the calendar because there are lots of moving parts. We are doing everything we have and everything we can in our power to avoid taps running dry.
Bangazi says there are several reasons for the low water levels, both natural and man-made. Meanwhile, authorities are setting up communal water points and aid workers are drilling boreholes for water wells. The water shortage in Nelson Mandela Bay comes just a few years after the major South African tourist city of Cape Town narrowly averted its own day zero. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
And recapping our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for women seeking abortions in the United States. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.